Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 11:09 a.m. on the 16th of 2021. It's hard to believe we're already in 2021. So many things going on. It's a little overwhelming. I'm going to play a clip in a moment that you're probably, if you're a Meyer person, you're going to wonder why the heck is he playing this? Well, I'm going to bring out what I would call the Christian perspective of what's going on here shortly, and just by playing this clip of Steve Quayle, it's interesting. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Some people will like it, some people will not like it. I like to, get a broad range of perspectives on things. It's just kind of the way I am. I want to read something, though, from the Might of Thoughts book. This is written by Edward Albert Meyer, if you're new to the show. And Billy Meyer is a author in Switzerland. And this book is called Macht der Gedanken in the German. So let me read this to you. The convinced positive thinker and hopeful, enthusiastic optimist always takes a neutral, positive, equalized stance in regard to all facts and sees every error, every problem, and every difficulty realistically and as a challenge which must be resolved and overcome in order to thereby learn and be progressive. So, what kind of shocked me about that, or what stuck with me, is that if you're looking at things realistically, then even though you have this humongous problem, you'll still see it as just as a challenge which must be resolved and overcome. So this is what I've been studying over and over again in the Meyer teaching right now. So it looks like our problems are overwhelming, but if we look at them realistically, we should think of it just as a challenge that needs to be overcome. So, words of wisdom for today. The next thing I'm going to give you is very interesting. I don't look at things quite this way, but I think it's an interesting perspective nonetheless. Here we go. This is Steve
We're in
Quayle,
denial
Alex
now.
Jones.
So, what do you call this point we've reached?
Well, we're at the point, Alex, that this is a full-scale communist revolution to overthrow the United States of America. We're in the position right now of seeing and watching the greatest attack on a sitting president ever undertaken, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. The rules of the radicals have brought us to this point where our nation is literally hanging in the balance of whether we will exist or not. Now, from the beginning of President Trump's presidency, the narrative has been to spoil him, accuse him of everything, keep him pretty much segregated from being able to replace the alligators that so are
That's right.
present
He's
in
been
the
under
Potomac.
total siege.
Total siege. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a spontaneous uprising. And I get so sick and tired of people that are saying this is a white supremacist. Drop the supremacists. This is an attitude that is absolutely permeating everybody's everything. Our country, like as you say, our borders, language, culture, and now we've watched every bit of our heritage be erased. There are people saying that if you are a constitutional, people that are Christians and you have children, the state must take them away. And Alex, this is the bottom line. These are the days that, after a quarter of a century of warning about, everything is in place to see, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump was hit with the whole Russian hoax in order to take the heat off of the traitors in Congress, in the Senate, that are under Chinese financial control.
And we now know the CCP advised Swalwell, who did the impeachment yesterday, on record Chinese agent, he was advised by the CCP to make it all about Russia. Wow. So, I mean, we are literally going under CHICOM control.
We are. And even as I'm on the, the podcast with you today, broadcast, forgive me, The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting reports 24/7, as Alex does, as others do. But we literally, ladies and gentlemen, are being surrounded, whether it's the Chinese in the Caribbean, the Chinese in Mexico, the Chinese in Canada, which is true. Now we have.
Oh, you said that years ago. It's now, and the prime minister says, I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping. But let me just stop you. We get into it all. How did you foresee all of this? Because I'm not kissing your butt. It's true. When I first started reading your books 27 years ago, and I thought, well, this is interesting, but this is over the top. Now it all came true. How the hell did you know all this?
Well, quite candidly, and I, my testimony is simply this. I went from the guttermost to the uttermost. I was the president of a fraternity. This is important. That was wild on Montana State University. I went to Hal Lindsey talking about Jesus, never knew about Jesus, never knew anything. And I accepted Jesus in my heart. I went home that night. I was living in my mother's house and 10 blocks from the university. And Jesus literally, and I know this is going to flip people out, but he literally appeared to me. I fell on my face. He gave me a panorama of history and told me he was calling me. Now, understand, I just found out who Jesus was the day that the Spirit of God convicted my heart. But here's the thing. He gave me a panorama of history. I saw it in the future. Just imagine a motion picture. And then he gave me a statement. He said, Steve, I am going to hide the things from you until they're shortly to come to pass. And he told me, he said, I want you to prepare my people for the end of the age. I'll bring people that know to tell you what you need to know, but you must be faithful to warn them. Alex, that's true. From that, and that launched me into the study of ancient history.
But see, you got a visit from Jesus. I got a visit from the other guy. So why'd you get a visit from the Jesus? I got a visit from the devil.
Because I was serving the devil wholehearted, and somebody somewhere touched God for me because I was totally...
No, I know you're wiser than I am. Anyway, so why did I get a visit from the devil, which I'm not going to get into on air, but I got the other visit because I was pretty, I love God actually, but I got a visit from the other guy.
Well, listen, you only get a visit from the devil. Even Jesus was tempted by the devil. I'm not saying either one of us are Jesus, but I think it's really important, Alex, that people understand something. This is a spiritual war. That's why Republicans are, in my opinion, that's why conservatives, and more importantly, Christians, it should flip everybody out that the plan is to annihilate, to destroy every Christian in America.
And you always said that, forced inoculations, death. Now they're reporting just death everywhere. I was with a medical doctor this morning fixing my tooth, and he said, everyone I know is super sick that took it. I'm not taking it. I mean, it's like, it's just incredible.
It is. And again, the vaccine, you know, it was on your show that years ago when the Ebola scare was, I came up with a statement, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way, they want you dead. And unfortunately, I think that the president, the sitting president, President Trump, did not have an appreciation for scientific, let's say, discussion based on fact. I'm on record, Alex, as saying that the mask of the beast leads to the mark of the beast, leads to the murder of the beast. We are being socially isolated. Obviously, everyone's just cut off from, you know, all of the Faces of Death book. When I called Facebook Faces of Death book, it was because I knew it was a self-directing intelligence dossier.
And by the way, you were saying that like 6 years ago before it turned bad. That's what I'm saying. You absolutely have been way out of your time, and I get it. You're saying God even held back the knowledge, because if you've been saying it even before, it would have sounded even crazier.
Right. And let me explain it to people. There's only a context of time where you have to be ready to hear the truth, because when you're being manipulated by the mainstream media, and by the way, I'm on record as calling them mainstream murderers, when you understand who controls them, the Luciferians, at the core of everything, everybody you see on Earth is basically a hand puppet, okay? And the devil gets his fingers into every single politician's life who sell out to him. Not all politicians.
And notice how ugly and unanimated they are. I don't mean they're old. I mean, they look like they've been sucked dry. All these Pelosi, Schumer, you can see they have no power. There's nothing there.
If you look at their eyes, the Bible says that the eyes are windows to the soul. And I'm going to make this statement. You get blamed for a lot of stuff. I get blamed for a lot of stuff. But when you look at all of these, look specifically at AOC. If the windows, eyes are windows to the soul, what do you see there?
That is a ravenous, evil predator, totally out to get you, maniac. Or what would you say?
I think, yeah, and I would say this. I would say your now, and I bet you weren't before, but you're coming to the obvious conclusion that America has to come to. This is a spiritual warfare.
This is a spiritual demonic invasion. These are not humans. These have been jacked into.
I would call them entities. When I use the term entity, Alex, it means someone that's no longer human. It's real simple.
I remember you, 25 years ago, you said, Alex, these aren't people, these are entities. And I just, but now you just see it.
Oh, yeah. Because again, the context of time is caught up with the revelation that people can now see it. Look, Hollywood has primed the masses. Every single movie priming the masses, whether it's the series of Surviving the End Times or Jericho or any of the other things. But what we're getting ready, Alex, to deal with is Arthur C. Clarke's childhood end.
Exactly. People, you told us what was coming. Now you'll tell us what's coming next. Wow. Yep. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6giants.com is the new film. I tell you, it's crazy. We'll be right back. The entire COVID pretext is a UN takeover. Australia and Spain were the testing grounds. Now it's expanded to the UK. Germany has announced that if you don't wear a mask, if you don't stay in your house when they say, you're going to a detention camp. This has been announced by Merkel. Oh, my gosh. It is so incredible. It is so real. And you've got the head of the UN program, Rapid Reaction Force, saying we want your children. You got the head of PBS saying we want to put the parents in camps and take the children. They're going to make their move. This has all been a test of putting handcuffs on, seeing if we'll do it, seeing if we'll comply. All right, Steve Quayle. People say Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones knew way before. Steve Quayle knew way before. So, Steve, I know you always have quick, you know, I interrupt a lot, so you're always saying things fast. Except on your own show, you do occasionally, you really lay it out. Lay out where we are, what we can do, what's really happening.
Well, first of all, we have to recognize we are under full-scale communist siege. They have already taken us, the voice that we have, or are in the process of taking us out of the free speech realm. The next thing that they're going for is the guns. That they, meaning the communists, there has never been a communist overthrow in which tens of millions of people have not died, and the guns were the first thing they wanted. I'm told, Alex, that the demand that the Chinese overlords of the Democrats and the Republicans that sold out, traitors and both, are demanding that American people give up their guns. They're demanding they be taken from us all, and they demand that anybody who will not go along with, quote, the plan of revolution must be put to death. Now, I want to make something really clear. I'm sorry I'm getting fired up right now. Thank you for the opportunity to come on. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese are on record as saying when they invade the United States, they're going to kill every man, woman, and child. By the way, that includes the Democratic and Republican traitors. They do not have any qualm. General Hao Xian, Hotian, Jeff Nyquist did a fabulous article on him. They plan to kill every man, woman, and child. It is a spiritual war. I'm calling everybody, Alex, worldwide, to repentance before revolution. Repentance will assure the people that know why this country is in the shape it is. Because listen, everyone, we are at the end. I'm just seeing that these are called your farewell broadcasts. You and I both know, you were told by Matt Drudge, that our days are numbered, where our days are limited. And it's imperative that people understand that there is no one coming to your rescue except the living God. This is a Luciferian globalist cabal. These people worship Lucifer. We have slain the innocent 100 million. People say, what does this abortion mean have to do with anything? That was the fuel. That was the fuel.
That opens the gate for God to remove the protection.
Absolutely. And so when people used to use this statement about some third world country, they used to say a God-forsaken place. I believe the United States has become that because, you know, even in biblical prophecy, there's statements in the book of Jeremiah that when nations turn against God, they become a hissing. In other words, people hold us in contempt. We've got enemies within our government. And look at everything, treachery, treason.
The devils know we're open season. That's what this is. And you talk about it. The tens of millions of children were killed. We're not trying to be negative. Give us your view on Q. Because, again, it would talk about a lot of real things that were already going on. You talked about 20 years ago. But then it would claim everything's fine, go back to sleep. No, no, we need to get close to God. God is trust the plan.
Well, and I got to tell you something. From the beginning, I have absolutely stated Q Anonymous is not real. I have stated from the beginning, I've not posted one story outside of something I put up in my alerts. Q Anonymous is counterintelligence. Counterintelligence, they were put into practice because they know this, Americans want to believe the best. America's looking for a political solution. There was no political solution. There's only a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem. And I'm on record, Alex, as saying Q is three. And this is what I was told by people that I know they know because they live in that world, is three intelligence heads running the themes through AI scanning programs of what is the hot button of the conservatives. What is
that? That is exactly what I was told by people in the White House. But they said, but we're trying to get it on our side. And I said, you can't get it on the side. It'll only act like it's on your side and betray you later. Now through Q, they're going to try to mass bloody uprisings to trigger the pretext for the gun confiscation you just mentioned.
Absolutely. I'm telling everybody, do not go to march on any capitals. It's important you understand this. Under the National Defense Authorization Act, you've covered it, I've covered it. But here's the deal. They want to grab the low-hanging fruit. They are going to introduce shooters. Who is going to introduce shooters? The people behind the false flag. The false flags, we've talked about it, we've warned people about it, yet when they come to pass, people just don't see it. The control of the narrative of President Donald Trump's presidency has resulted in where we're at right now, Alex, and that place is a very tough place. And so when people say, well, trust the program, here's the program. You were isolated, you were cut off, you believed a lie. It was designed to keep people, the common American citizen, from coming together and saying, there's something really funny with this. Q is absolutely counterintelligence program being run by the heads of the different intelligence agencies to basically act, put people that care, concerned people who love the country, patriots to sleep.
To think everything's fine. So let's say this, because I've talked to a lot of people. I've seen the great relief programs you've done, all this stuff behind the scenes. You've been around a long time. There are good people in the FBI and the CIA and the government. But how do you know good from bad? You just trust Christ and you just move forward yourself and be good. You can't put faith in Alex Jones or Steve Quayle or anybody. You got to put it in Jesus.
Amen. And the Bible literally says, woe unto the man who leans on the arm of flesh. Should not a people created by the living God look to him? Now, I want to share something. I don't apologize for the faith. I don't apologize for Jesus Christ. I've been warning people this day would come. And we are in the end of the age.
Oh, they're saying Christians can't have jobs. That next means they're going to, I will never renounce Christ. It's not even a hard choice. I'm ready right now. I will never renounce it.
Right. And Alex, we've got to get everybody to that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's not that you have to go looking for the fight. The fight is coming to you. Choose the day of your battles wisely.
You just said it. The fight's coming to us now. It's on the offense.
And I got to share something. What gave Q any authority? Just like there's three screwballs out on the internet saying this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I want to ask you one simple question about Q, everyone. Why did they say things would happen? They never happened. Why would the president make a statement he's going to release this or that, and he didn't do it when he said it would? Every time, watch this, every time the president said he's going to do something, he got circumvented, and they're doing it under him. Insurrection. We heard the Insurrection Act was going to be enabled. We heard military tribunals were going to be convened.
But he was a political quadriplegic, not his fault. They weren't following orders.
Yeah, but let me tell you how I see President Donald Trump. People, whether you love him, whether you hate him, and people hate him without a cause.
Hold on, stay there. We got to go some in the next hour. Nick Beggs is coming up, but you're on fire. Everybody's on fire. This is the time of fire. And the time of judgment. And I'm with Jesus 110%. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Crashing the lies and disinformation. All right. Steve Quayle is literally the man ahead of his time. I mean, people ask Jones, how'd you know all this stuff? Well, from government documents, globalist statements, which I didn't take too serious because it sounded so crazy, a post-human world, merged with machines. That was in stuff 25, 30 years ago from you know, the Davos group, the globalists, the Club of Rome. But Quayle was taking it even further. And then I like got to know some of the people high level that were patriots in U.S. intelligence. They go, you know, Quayle's like highly respected. He's not a joke. I don't think he's a joke. I just didn't understand that you guys all listened to him. And so here's Steve Quayle with us. Next segment, we'll talk about some of the new information he's about to release, but about Antarctica and more, and these secrets they're trying to suppress. And they say in 150 days, all this alien technology is going to be released. I mean, big stuff's going down, obviously. But get back into the globalist communist takeover, what's about to unfold, and what they're doing, and just all the stuff you were telling me during that break.
Well, first of all, people, we were all being starved into submission. The famine that is coming, I'm talking a literal famine, is already starting to manifest. People from all over the country, all over actually the world, are saying, but we're seeing empty shelves. We're seeing it. Alex, the Henry Kissinger statement is absolutely coming into focus now. You know, the fact is, with food, they control the people. One of the UN spokeswomen said, we decide, the United Nations decides who lives, who dies. Now enter the biggest food owner, the biggest food company owner in the world, Bill Gates, okay? Bill Gates did more to validate the biblical mark of the beast than I would say 99% of the preachers in America. He said, you won't be able to buy, you won't be able to sell, you won't be able to trade. Oh, and he added another team, travel. But isn't it interesting that you see the vaccination, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead, no trials, and only hearing all of the anything that you say that's scientifically accurate, assassinated. So the truth has been assassinated, is being assassinated. The truth tellers are being cut off. We're being deplatformed. And ladies and gentlemen, that's
what you're saying is the assault is here. The assault is here.
The assault started, Alex, with Faces of Death book and Twitter, Twatter, Pitter Patter, okay? Because again, you control the narrative, you define the outcome. This is psychological warfare.
I read one of your books a long time ago. I forget that but it was about, it was like Endgame. It was about extermination, depopulation. What was the name of that book?
Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters.
I read that one too. That was what was the other one? You wrote another one about the plan to terminate humanity.
Well, Xenogenesis. I mean, I've written three of them.
Yeah, what was the other one? It was another one.
That Terminated.
Terminated. That was it. I remember reading that. That scared the hell out of me because I knew all the stuff in the book, but I hadn't put it together.
Yeah. And that's the key. You know, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing now, and I want to make this statement. 7 years ago, before President Trump even, you know, obviously became president, I made this statement. Before God allows China and Russia to destroy the United States in a nuclear attack, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. Everybody has watched the narrative. Some of the sickest SOBs on the planet, those are sons of Belial, meaning Baal. We've seen it. We're seeing the deep state. You are seeing the deep state absolutely exerting your control. You're seeing Miss Peacock, Nancy Pelosi. You're seeing the Hildebeest, Hillary, calling the shots. You saw Alex, and I want to share this formula. I shared this formula almost 20 years ago on talk radio. Now see where we're at. IBND, India Victor November Delta. Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil has one purpose, to destroy first and foremost all Christians and then all humans. The whole transhumanism movement, combining men and machines, but there's another problem. The demons, the disembodied spirits, the evil spirits are now possessing machines. And this is why
you said 25 years ago on my show, as it gets more obvious, they're going to be out of control. And now, I mean, you look at Brian Stelter and even Hillary. They look like they're in the Exorcist movie, vomiting green pea soup. They are all out of control. What's going on with them?
Well, first of all, that which has been submerged and hidden is now being manifest. The demons know, the fallen angels know, the devils know. They know their time has come. Even the Bible says, the devil, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down amongst you, knowing his time is short. Interesting, even the devil knows about time. So as he knows his time is short, He's going to go into maximum overdrive. He's going to kill, murder, slaughter.
Just like when Hitler knew he could have won World War II, but he wanted to kill as many people as he could, so he lost it just to kill people.
Absolutely, because here's the thing. Unless people understand the biblical war going on from the Genesis, the first couple chapters, to the end of
And that's where you always
the,
explain. It's always about genetic manipulation of humans, which Gates is obsessed with. Explain that.
Well, first of all, again, the war on the human genome, the image and likeness of God has been tampered with by fallen angels. That's what the basis of Genesis 6 was. The sons of God saw that the daughters of earth, women were fair, came unto them and bore a race of giants. Alex, I've spent 40 years of my life tracking all the legends, myths, and everything, making movies about it, getting eyewitness testimony on it. But you see, it's one thing and it's a book. It's another thing when it's a science fiction movie. Then it really hits home when it's in your backyard.
By the way, you're always obsessed on this, but then they put out the Prometheus movie where the original aliens that look like Marlon Brando, they're this big alien creature that you basically track to globalist worship, and then the maker of it basically admitted to the New York Times, we believe this is our religion, we believe this is a real group that made us, this is our cult of transpermia or whatever it's called. So the globalists are in a UFO cult and make movies showing us who they believe the rulers are, and I saw that movie and I go, this is what Steve Quayle said 20 years ago.
And it's called panspermia, okay? And the here's what's going on, okay? I want everybody just to just take a look at Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood End. In essence, the aliens come, and they mask their appearance, and they do supposedly all these good things for Earthlings. I can tell you this, Alex, from insiders that basically are as inside as you can get, the Catholic Church had a meeting of all the cardinals, a secret meeting. They're getting ready to launch the aliens are our gods, because one of the most famous Catholic theologian scientists, Guy Cosmogono, wrote a 50-page little essay book, and I'll send it to you as soon as we're done the broadcast. But the whole idea is this. Mankind is out of control. We can't even save our own race, but the aliens will come. It's kind of like to serve man the Twilight Zone. But here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The genetic manipulation of the human genome. Secret labs are building things that came out of Jules Verne's the Island of Dr. Moreau or H.G. Wells or all of the people that were futurists. We're seeing that now. Men into monsters, turning men into monsters. And now, Alex, Terminator. The human race is basically going to be terminated. That's why some of the most famous transhumanists, those who believe that they can make a better man by combining genetic alteration with machines, becoming singular, one with machines, the devil and machine, the ghost machine, those are the people running the planet. And Zoltan Eastman, very famous transhumanist, said, at the heart of every transhumanist, they don't want to die. And that's the same promise that the devil made to Eve, surely you will not die. And so that promise is the biggest lie in the universe, and it's now being perpetuated. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our Red Sea moment. The Red Sea means we've come up against odds we cannot overcome in our own strength. We've got enemies.
And you're saying if the Bible's true, God is going to deliver us then.
Well, I'm saying this. God delivers those who call upon his name. God didn't deliver everybody. The Egyptians drowned in the Red Sea. And so what I'm saying to people is that people have to appropriate God's provision by faith, and it starts with repentance as a nation. You know, the prophet Daniel, most famous prophet in the Old Testament pretty much, and when it comes to the end times or the end of the age, Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 19, just for those that want to go look it
Stay
up.
Stay there. We're going to come back. He foreshadows everything that comes true. All right. Steve Quayle is, again, all our guests are on fire. This is flamethrower hot, though, right now. Absolutely what's happening. The globalists are not atheists. They're all occultists. They believe this is all happening. Arthur C. Clarke admitted that this was like a psychic vision he had about Childhood's End. We'll be right back. All right. Steve Quayle has agreed to join us again next week. I've been trying to get him on for a year. He's been all over the world making films and writing books, but he's back. And so we really look forward to him coming on for at least a couple hours next week. Maybe we'll do a commercial-free podcast that I then air on the main show. But just look at all these headlines. CNBC, Bill Gates funded chemical cloud could help stop global warming. Bill Gates is trying to dim the sun. Washington Examiner. The first person I heard, other than callers, I had callers calling saying, you know, ice crystals, condensation clouds used to disappear in like a few minutes. I'm like, yeah, When I was a kid, you'd watch one up high, cold weather. It would create nuclei off the tips of the plane, and you'd see an ice crystals for a while, and they would melt in the sun. But then starting in the mid-90s, they didn't. Sometimes a plane right next to another plane would. Well, lately, the CIA director 5 years ago came out and said, oh, we're doing this on purpose. It's a secret weather modification. And then now Bill Gates says he wants to dim the sun. And now we've got Lana Del Rey in our new music video coming up next hour, chemtrails and country clubs. Chemtrails over the country club. So this is going mainstream no matter what they want, but they admit at the UN they have treaties. They admit they're doing it on C-SPAN, but then we talk about it, we're crazy. You were the first guy to write about chemtrails, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And, you know, Alex, here's something that some people need to say or need to hear. There's a difference between claiming to be a prophet and being and I'm not. I've never claimed that. You know, you've listened to me 25 years. Never have. So when I put out the film, this is important, Cascadia, you know, that gets set because the scientists are really concerned with that and having massive attacks. If it didn't happen during the time I'm warning about it, you know, people automatically just dismiss it, you know. But let me just put an end to this moronic thing that we're conspiracy theorists. We are absolutely telling you of the secret plans ahead of time. And here's what a conspiracy is. A secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. A conspiracy, an agreement to say nothing about an issue that should be generally known.
But Steve, people really aren't questioning us now. That's what I'm saying. They should.
Oh, yeah,
with their own
yeah.
research. I'm saying people actually get it now. So what is the system going to do as they're trying to declassify this as fast as they can to normalize it? Why are they doing that?
Well, first of all, they're trying as fast as they can to deplatform us, to silence us. Here, at the end of the day, Alex, let's just use the C word, control. Anybody who tells the truth, and by the way, you know, the pundits will be the pundits, but anybody who tells the truth has to be shut up. Because when you...
I think that's probably a good place to end. I think that's the one thing we all can agree on is that anyone that tells the truth has to be shut up according to the powers that be. So anyway, amazing, interesting, certainly not in line with a lot of the stuff that Billy has told us. So everybody, I like to just look at all information, keep an open mind. I think you learn more that way. Some of the interesting things he talked about was the panorama of history, the plan to kill all Christians, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead, and the Chinese plan to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. That ought to be something for you to think about. And it's very interesting that I guess the Vatican will say that the aliens are our gods. Anyway, hang in there. It's certainly a very bizarre time that we live in. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great